direction. We're kicking off our coverage in the build-up to the elections today with a special interview coming in right here on Radio Life and Style. If you're just tuning in, welcome to the show. Welcome to your Monday morning. You're with me, Mike, in the morning. And in the interest of transparency, I'm going to let you know that the following interview has been booked and paid for by the political party concerned. In this case, the political party concerned is the Democratic Alliance, the DA. Of course, they are currently the official opposition in the National Assembly. And the views expressed during the course of this interview do not necessarily reflect those of Radio Life and Style. But you will be getting to hear some of the views of my guest this morning, a man whose opinion on the political landscape in KZN is quite sought after at the moment, with, as I say, exactly a month to go until we head into what is unquestionably the most significant and hotly contested election since the first democratic election 30 years ago, way back in 1994. And Dean McPherson is the DA's provincial chairperson for KZN. It's a position that he's held within the party since 2021, if I'm not mistaken, and as a second term member of parliament for the DA. Dean also holds the position of shadow minister for trade, industry and competition, with a focus on consumer regulation policy. And he's joining me in the studio right now. Dean, welcome to Radio Life and Style. It's good to be catching up with you live in Bolito this morning.
Good morning, Mike. Good morning to your listeners. And of course, there is no such thing as a free lunch. So, you know, we do have to pay for these things, and the pleasure's to be with you. So it's great to be out here this morning.
Well, listen, timing is everything. And it seems like there are a whole host of things that are lining up at the moment. Exactly a month to go until the 29th of May when we head to the polls. And it's a particularly big day for the DA in KwaZulu-Natal today, because as I understand it, today the party will be delivering its State of the City address for eThekwini, which is a metro that the DA has firmly set its sights on, and the mayor of eThekwini, Councillor Mxolisi Kawunda, will be delivering his official State of the City address on Tuesday. But I want to know, what is the State of the City looking like from the DA's perspective right now, Dean?
Well, you know, we've said, Mike, that KZN can't work unless eThekwini works, and that's obvious because it is the largest metro. It has over 60 billion rand budget. It affects residents even in Kwadakuza and further north. And when we see the general collapse that we've seen in that municipality, it has a direct bearing on its surrounding neighbours, being the integrated ecosystem that we are, particularly in transport, particularly in logistics, particularly in tourism. Yeah. Now, that municipality, I mean, at least you guys have water. I mean, yeah, it's a lottery whether we're actually going to be able to shower in the morning. I live in the north of Durban. We have outages for days on end. And the priority of that municipality and of the ANC, they have chosen to spend 25 million rand on buying new cars for the mayor and his executive when they keep telling us that they can't fix the sewage and water crisis. So today, our premier candidate, Chris Pappas, will be delivering the true state of that municipality and will be outlining the three immediate action steps that he will take on day one of assuming office as the premier of KwaZulu-Natal.
Well, there it is. And obviously, both the city of eThekwini and the province of KwaZulu-Natal are run by the ruling party at the stage, the ANC, the African National Congress. And I suppose the state of the city, as you've outlined, is kind of a microcosm of the state of the province. And in your view, how does the state of the city kind of echo and reflect the broader issues within the province under the current provincial leadership?
Well, I mean, in my view, and the view of the premier candidate, Chris Pappas, it's a governing party that has placed politicians before people. Every decision they make is around lining their own back pockets. It's around advancing their own cause. The people really come last in every decision that they make. And that sort of thing really has to come to an end, because we have some of the highest rates of unemployment. Crime is completely out of control. We have a tourism sector that is in rapid decline. And people's lives are getting harder and harder each day. That's why our premier candidate, Chris Pappas, has come up with a 7 pledges for the province, which really places people at the forefront of every decision that he will take, from the economy to healthcare to education to water provision and to crime fighting. And I think that is what really sets what the DA is doing and what Chris is doing apart from any other political party, a tried and tested plan with the only other party in government. Amgeni government is one of the most successful governments, not just in the country, but certainly in this province. And we believe that we can replicate what Chris is doing in Amgeni across the whole province.
Well, that's a vision that I'm sure a lot of listeners would be very interested to get behind. And I'm keen to delve in a little bit deeper and to understand just how important KZN as a province and Netegwini as a metro are to the DA in this upcoming election. Firstly, just actually to unpack some of the nuts and bolts of the way this election is going to work. Obviously, it's a massive moment for South African politics, nationally, for sure. But it's not just a national presidential candidate that we're voting for. There are actually three separate votes to be cast on the 29th of May. Can you just unpack that for those that are possibly still a little confused? What are we actually going to be voting for? And what could that mean for KZN as a province?
Yes, well, you do have three ballots. And if you're unsure of what to do with all of them, just look for the DA logo and tick it three times. It'll make the process very quick and easy. But we have a national ballot that will be electing national members of parliament, members nationally. We then will have a regional ballot, which will be electing people from the KwaZulu-Natal to parliament to represent the province specifically. Mm-hmm. And then thirdly, we will then have a provincial ballot for the provincial legislature, which will then determine who the next premier of this province is. So really, my advice to any voters that may be overwhelmed, don't know what to do, just look for the DA on all three ballots, tick yes all three times, and you'll be out of there in no time.
Well, you are getting the advice if you're just tuning in right now, catching this point in the interview. Dean McPherson, the DA's provincial chairperson for KZN, in conversation with us here on Radio Life and Style. And you mentioned that the DA's State of the City address being delivered today feeds directly into the party's provincial pledges. And maybe you could unpack some of the key points in a bit more detail as far as the pledge for KZN. What do you think are some of the most standout points?
So our number one priority is jobs. Chris Pappas, our premier candidate, has made a pledge to see 300,000 new jobs, actual real jobs, not EPWP, not part-time jobs, actual real full-time paid jobs created in the province over the next 5 years. Entirely achievable by looking at specific sectors like tourism, like logistics, like agriculture, very applicable to this region of KwaZulu-Natal. So much potential in KwaDukuza, in the Ilembe district, that it's just really not being tapped into and being focused on. Chris Pappas also has a plan to create a provincial police service, at least, to bring policing closer to residents. It doesn't make sense having a person in Pretoria determining what is going on in Salt Rock, Ballito, Stanger, Mandini, when they have no idea what the local needs are. It also doesn't allow for the specialization of policing, so that is a clear promise. We also have a promise to end load shedding. We want to ramp up at least private investment in independent power producers. And we also have a pledge to end this water crisis that we have in the province. And that's why our premier candidate, Chris Pappas, has specifically said that his pledge is to ensure that there's water in every tap by establishing a provincial infrastructure agency that pools the water resources and provisions and funding that is given to local and district municipalities, so that there's a single infrastructure agency that can then work with the private sector to roll that out so that we stop having these terrible water shortages and outages that we see across the province.
Wow, some bold and ambitious goals being set there. And for those that are looking for a sort of proof of concept, I suppose, it's no secret that the Western Cape government, being a DA-run provincial government, is probably the greatest advertisement for what a DA-led provincial governance can look like and for what it can achieve, from infrastructure to financial management, trade, investment, job creation, etc. In KZN, we obviously have numerous municipal wards where the main political support base of residents wears blue, just between Ballito and Salt Rock. We've got three DA ward councillors.
Fabulous. Fantastic ward councillors, by the way.
And look, I'm sure there are people listening to this interview who are wondering how realistic the DA's chances are for winning a key metro like Etegwini in KZN. But I've heard some really interesting preliminary polling stats giving an indication of voter support in the province at the moment. What data have you got access to right now, and what picture does it paint of DA support in KZN?
Well, there are only two parties that run provinces in this country. That's the DA and the ANC. And you must measure those two parties as to who can best run KwaZulu-Natal. There's a company called the Social Research Foundation, and you can go and look on their website, srfreports.co.za. They're the most accurate and trusted polling company in the country. And right now they have the DA at 26%. We are the single largest party as of today polling in KwaZulu-Natal, above MK, which is second, and above the ANC, which is third. There's no one else that comes even close to that. And wow. And I mean, it is just a snapshot in time. But we're not talking about a theoretical idea of governing this province. It is a very real possibility. But beyond that, Mike, we're also going to emerge as the single biggest party in KwaDakuza in 2026. I have an absolute assurity of that, as well as being the single largest party in Etegwini. So the start to governing local municipalities, particularly this one in KwaDakuza in 2026, starts in 2024. And I'm absolutely convinced that if we have every single voter that comes out and votes for the DA and puts their cross and their support behind us, because there are only three parties that are going to be in contestation for this election. Every person is going to have to make a choice between the DA, MK, and the ANC. Those are the only three parties that will emerge as number one.
That's how you see it.
That's how we see it. I mean, that's what the data is telling us. That's what the polling is telling us. That's what people are telling us. And, you know, I think, you know, focusing on parties, small one-seat and two-seat parties that are going to give the advantage to the ANC in this municipality, those small parties vote with the ANC day in and day out to keep them in power. So it's time to put your vote behind a party that has a track record in government, that has proved itself, and that can get rid of this ANC, and that we can elect a man like Chris Pappas, who is well-trusted, well-liked, has a plan for KwaZulu-Natal, and can get the job done.
Well, strong words from Dean McPherson. You're hearing them on Radio Life and Style this morning. And as we start to reach the sort of cut-off clock time, I'm looking at who are the swing voters that the DA are hoping to reach and convert for this upcoming election? Because presumably the party's done a lot of research. You obviously have an idea of which areas are worth campaigning in, which areas are likely to be lost causes. Who are you hoping to reach with your message, the sort of fence sitters at this stage?
All voters are important. There's no one that we don't want to talk to. We are campaigning in villages, in towns, in big cities. We are campaigning in houses, in streets, in big halls. We're campaigning in stadiums. And next weekend, we'll be in Currie's Fountain Stadium with over 10,000 supporters will be joining us there to hear from our premier candidate. So there's no area that we are not prepared to go to and not to go and listen. The truth of the matter is the DA has a massive reach through this province, and we are speaking to millions and millions of voters, and we want to get as many people to the polls as possible. It's the most important poll, and we only won the Amgeni municipality in 2021 by 42 votes. We could very well possibly win this province by another 42 votes. So every single person is going to have to come out and vote if we want to get Chris Pappas into office, if we want to make him the next premier of this province, and if we want to get him to implement his seven pledges to rescue KwaZulu-Natal.
Well, that is the call to action this Monday morning. And you've been getting the perspective from my guest, Dean McPherson, the DA's provincial chairperson for KwaZulu-Natal. And we will be keeping our eyes and ears on the news feeds this morning as the DA is set to deliver the State of the City address, the DA's. What do you call it, Dean? The true
state of the city. And you can watch it on Facebook as well. We'll be live there as well.
That will be with Etegwini in the spotlight. And we will be keeping coverage rolling as we get closer to the big day, the polls on the 29th of May, exactly a month to go from today. You're hearing the story right here on Radio Life and Style. Dean, thanks for your time this morning. Thank you for giving us the DA's perspective at this very critical moment in South African politics and South African history, and looking forward to further discussions in the not too distant future. What do you say?
Absolutely, look forward to it, and I look forward to coming back here with our next premier, Chris Pappas.
Hey, well, there you go from your lips. And as we wrap up this interview, a reminder that the interview you've just heard was booked and paid for by the political party concerned, the Democratic Alliance, the DA. The views expressed during the course of this interview do not necessarily reflect those of Radio Life and Style.
Listen to the voice of Bolito, Radio Life and Style, 88.0 FM.